We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And Ian Begley of SNY, the latest on what the heck is going on with the Knick front office and the future of head coach David Fizdale.
What a disaster.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
10 games
too.
Into the season, and already the disaster is hit.
Well,
not really. Come on.
I don't know what they expected. That's really what it comes down to.
And the problem is the owner put these guys up to this press conference after the game. There's no doubt about it. He was ticked off. He's watching the game. He couldn't take it as they're getting, destroyed by Cleveland. And it's just
but what
ridiculous.
Was the point of it? The more I think about
there
it,
is
to
no
say
point.
It's not acceptable, great. What's the point?
What is the point? To make Fizdale the scapegoat? I mean, I'm not saying Fizdale is the end all be all, but they're basically making the guy the scapegoat when they got no team to begin with.
If you want to fire David Fizdale because he's not a good head coach and you're not seeing enough development, I'm fine with that. And I think there's a great amount of Knicks fans that would be fine with that.
Okay.
But if you're firing David Fizdale because you believe this roster is good enough to be a playoff contender,
you're crazy.
Well, then you're delusional.
Right.
So there are two different ways to look at that.
All right, so but let me say this, and I'm not saying I love Fizdale. I mean, I don't think he's any kind of great coach. But who's coming in here to take the job? Who is that guy? I would give it to Mark. I tell you, Mark Jackson would be the guy. We talked about that.
Well,
give Mark Jackson a
what
shot.
What you need is somebody that can develop young players.
Right.
That's what you need. That's where this organization
is.
But I think there's a disconnect between where they are and maybe where the front office and the ownership thinks they are.
Right.
There's a little bit of a disconnect.
I mean, they went out and all these free agents they signed. I mean, they signed like this who's who of free agents. What?
You know what they
half
signed?
Half the guys you don't even know who they were.
They signed a bunch of guys.
Unless you're like a hardest core NBA fan, a lot of these guys. Bobby Portis, okay.
Here's the problem, Joe.
Eldred Payton, okay.
The biggest problem is when you know who they are, you know they're not that good.
Well, that's my point.
So,
but I mean, if you don't even, if you're a guy that, knows the NBA but isn't, I'm not locked into the NBA like I once was, are. You're locked into the NBA. I mean, some of these guys, Bobby Portis, okay. I've heard of him. Am I supposed to get excited? This is a big free agent sign. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking Bobby Portis, but this is... You know what I mean?
Look, these guys,
the point.
At least the way I looked at it, was other than Julius Randle, and the jury's out on him, these guys were signed
to get
assets.
To get traded, right.
Right. That's not a playoff team. That's not the vision of this is going to be a part of our core moving forward. So I'm not against those Knicks fans who say David Fizdale isn't a good head coach, because quite frankly, I agree with you.
The problem is, I don't even think the problem is 2-8. The problem is... that where you get just absolutely destroyed.
It was the non-compete.
At home, but not just this game.
Yeah.
You lose to a bad Sacramento team by seemed like 50 at home. Then you lose to a bad Cleveland team by 50 at home. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, it's the non-compete. It's
of
the fact
course.
That you've got to go out there and you've got to compete every single night. But the problem they're going to run into as this gets worse is you've got a lot of guys that know they're not long for the world on the New York Knicks.
True.
Marcus Morris signed a one-year deal to eventually get traded.
Right.
And here's the problem. Fizdale's saying he's the leader.
Right.
The leader is a guy who's going to be gone in 3 months.
Right. No, yeah. It's a great
point. So that press conference yesterday reeked of... We're going to blame Fizdale because this team should be better than it is.
Of dysfunction.
Yeah.
That's what it reeked.
And it didn't have to. If Dolan
and
these GMs, president and GM, if Perry and Mills said nothing and just let it marinate, it would look less of a problem and less dysfunctional than coming out. Because it's almost like you're coming out to say, this team is a lot better than the way they've played, and we expect that. When the truth is, why would you expect that?
Yeah, no, right.
Are they better than 2-8? Yes,
no.
They're better than 2-8.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so what should they be? 3-7? 4-6? Right? I mean, I don't know. You expect any better than that?
And you know what the crazy part is? They are not in the worst place that they've ever been.
No.
They have all their
not.
Picks. They have extra assets from Dallas. They have young pieces to build around.
Right.
Are they years away from winning? Probably. But they're not in their worst place.
No.
So things like
this
the
is
other
not
night,
the Isaiah Thomas years.
No. Now, do they eventually have to start getting some of these lottery picks right? And not just right on, hey, Kevin Knox can be a useful player in this league, but right in, this is a star player? Of course.
Right.
Do you have to find some gems? Yes. Are you going to have to attract some better free agents? Maybe. But right now, they're not in their worst place. But what happens Sunday night just looks like they're delusional in a way.
Well,
the delusion should not be they really have the talent of a 40-win team. They don't have the talent of a 40-win team.
Nope.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.